Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Stuff right off the top here. Go to the top of drudgereport.com. We have Hernish Langer here to put his analysis in, which I agree with. Rosenstein will want to wear a wire plot to remove Trump. I mean, this comes up right after the Orr testimony and the declassification of the FISA documents, including the fact that Rosenstein, who should have known better, signed the last FISA warrant. He should be recused immediately from being on the in the commission as the Deputy Attorney General. So it doesn't surprise me that the dark side, which is both in the Republican and the Democratic Party, are trying to dethrone Trump as we head into the midterms less than 50 days away. So you tell me your analysis. I think this is just dirty tactics, just like the dirty tactics going on regarding Kavanaugh and Christine Ford Bazy. You have to hear your accuser first, and you have to actually respond to the accusations. So the fact that she wants him or her attorneys want him to respond first is insane. And in court of law, you have to face your accuser. They have to accuse you what you're accused of first. They need to respond and have proper lawyers there. They don't even want to have lawyers to cross-examine the question. So I know as a court expert and like half a lawyer, this is not the way the law works in America, is it?
Let me start by saying that on the Kavanaugh case, the less said about it, the better. Because of one simple reason. They're trying to use that to crowd off the front pages the importance of Trump's announcement of the declassification.
I agree with you. That's why they're trying to crowd it off with this Rosenstein foolishness about a wire, aren't they?
Well, and here's... Actually, no. I mean, this becomes really fascinating. Let me just develop the point, because on Monday, Trump issued an order to declassify. This is not a request, it's an order, a presidential order. Four top Democrats, Pelosi, Schiff, the two Democrats on the involved in intelligence in the House, and then Schumer and Warner, they're part of the Gang of Eight. They put out a letter calling on the Justice Department officials to defy the order from Trump until they've had a chance to look at the documents. Now, this is a constitutional insurrection for congressmen to tell an executive branch office, the Justice Department, to defy what the president has ordered. Now, the reason they're doing that is that what Trump has done is hit the raw nerve. By declassifying, as you point out, the FISA memo, it will show the corruption of networks involving Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, who was the deputy FBI director, Comey, Peter Strzok, the whole crew whose names have become known now because of their exposure by Nunes and others, there's much more to expose. They went to the FISA court using the Christopher Steele dossier, which they had already concluded was a fraud.
Right.
They didn't tell the FISA judges that this document was paid for by the Clinton campaign. They didn't tell the FISA judges that Bruce Orr, who's the number four guy at the Justice Department, that his wife worked for Fusion GPS, which got the money from the Clinton campaign to hire Christopher Steele.
Right.
So this was, as Trump points out, a piece of opposition research targeting a presidential candidate that was given to the FISA court. And Trump said he thinks the FISA court judges may have been misled by the filing. Now, this was an application to target Carter Page, but it was broader in that it opened the door to target the whole Trump campaign. Now, the second thing that happened this week that they're trying to keep out of the media was the interview done by George Papadopoulos,
right,
who I've always said is a minor figure, except if he starts telling the truth.
Right.
And now he's telling the truth. He was given a 14-day sentence for lying to the FBI. Mueller wanted to give him a longer sentence because Mueller knew that Papadopoulos was getting antsy and was going to tell the truth. So
right.
What did he tell Fox News? The fallback story of the FBI has been that it wasn't the Steele dossier that led to the impaneling of the Get Trump Task Force on July 31st, 2016 by the FBI, but a report from an Australian diplomat named Downer, who supposedly ran into George Papadopoulos in a fancy club in London, and Papadopoulos got drunk and started bragging about how he had been told the Russians are going to release documents on Hillary Clinton. Now, this is the official story of the FBI, that Downer, once he heard this, briefed Australian officials and then British officials, and then it got to the FBI. Downer, by the way, was the High Commissioner for Australia stationed in London. So he's no minor figure.
Right.
Now, what Papadopoulos said is this was no chance encounter that they had. It was set up.
Right. Exactly. I saw that too. Yeah. Please continue.
Well, he said it was set up originally by an Israeli spy who introduced him to a woman who was part of Australian intelligence, who then set up the meeting with Downer. But what Papadopoulos said is he never discussed with Downer the release of documents by the Russians. It never came up in the discussion. So Downer used the meeting he had with Papadopoulos to insinuate that Papadopoulos brought this up. This is a classic FBI MI6 sting operation.
Yeah, and we call it Five Eyes sting, isn't it? Five Eyes
Corps. Exactly. Yeah. That's what Mrs. LaRouche was pointing out yesterday. The Australians are right in the center of British intelligence. Now, then you take it a step further. The other person who met with Papadopoulos was Stefan Halper,
right,
who is an MI6 CIA operative.
Right.
Now, who else did Halper meet with? Carter Page. So you have Halper and Downer and Joseph Mifsud, this mysterious so-called Russian professor who turns out to be a Maltese diplomat who's disappeared. No one can find him. Who are the ones who planted the story on Papadopoulos of a Russian release of emails, which then was used by Brennan and Clapper and Comey to set up a task force to look into the story that the Russians had hacked the Democratic computers. And then they hired the CrowdStrike to do the investigation, which is headed by an anti-Putin Russian named Alperovitz, who's on the Atlantic Council, which is the leading war think tank for the West.
Wow.
So as this thing unfolds, what we're seeing is what I've been reporting to you and what I've been writing in my articles for the last year and a half. The British organized with Brennan and Clapper to get an FBI task force to try to defeat Trump in the presidential election.
Or depose him after the election, too.
Well, initially, they wanted to defeat him. They thought by getting the story out that Trump is a Russian agent that it would defeat him. And the problem they had is that Christopher Steele jumped ahead of them. And before they had a chance to put the story out, Steele got it put out by Isikoff and others and Mother Jones. And Steele, by the way, was working for the FBI, and they fired him because he was going behind their backs to the media to get the story out.
Yeah, they fired him mainly because they didn't want to have the bad publicity or the bad optics, but actually he was still working with them even after they fired him.
Well, he wasn't working with the FBI, he was working with Bruce Orr.
Right, he but that's indirectly, though. It was the Department of Justice. So Bruce Orr was still having meetings after he was fired, though. That's my point.
Yeah. Well, basically what happened is that one branch said, you can't come to our offices, but here's the guy to see.
Yeah.
And Bruce Orr at the time was number four in the Justice Department.
Right.
So what this whole story shows is that Trump is right. It's a witch hunt. It's a web of corruption. It's an operation designed with one purpose in mind, to stop Trump from carrying through his intention to end the Bush-Obama foreign policy.
Right.
And Trump, when he came in as president, intended to do it. He's tried to do it as much as he can. And meanwhile, it's like he's in a pool of alligators that are snapping at him.
And by the way, they're not just on the left, they're also on the right.
Absolutely.
He's got right-sided alligators as well as left-sided alligators trying to snap at him.
Well, and I would say there is no such thing as the left and right, except in the way they manipulate.
Most of you know that heart...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're coming back. So, Harley, we... I wonder if you have any comments about some of the other Senate races, like this guy Beto in Texas with Cruz, who's going to debate him. The problem is, if the Democrats want to have a policy, they should not just have, quote, stars like this guy Beto O'Rourke. They should have people have a policy that makes rational sense to not only America, but free trade. For example, you see a lot of the anti-trade people that try to label Trump as being anti-trade, but in fact, he wants a reciprocal trade that's fair. And Trump basically wants to make a deal with not only North and South Korea, but with China and Russia. And the powers that be, both on the conservative GOP side, that are, you know, regular Republicans that don't want to support Trump, and the left, they're both basically lockstep. They may have different colored uniforms, but they're all in the same army, which is, you know, globalist, anti-national, pro-socialism, pro-craziness, which will destroy the economy and so on. It isn't going to necessarily provide better service to people like healthcare or whatever. It just wants control. It's kind of like a form of psychotic insanity. And you can't just put it on the left or right. It's on both. There's people on both sides that are actually doing this to block Trump. And I find it very bizarre. I mean, they don't have any you know, plans to say, we're going to do this and this and this for you. It's all just anti-Trump, isn't it?
Well, I could be more specific on a couple of these things, but I want to stay with what we started on, because I think it's important for people to understand that this, what happened on Monday, was a bombshell that can blow out the whole Russiagate story.
It should blow it out.
Well, what's happening in London is there are meetings going on because there's a fear that Trump will take the next step, which is what LaRouche suggested that he do, which is that he declassify all the documents from Britain to the U.S. Because we know that Hannigan, who was the former head of GCHQ, came to Brennan and said they had evidence of electronic communications of Russians into the United States about interfering in the 2016 election.
Oh, really?
This came from Ukrainian and Latvian hackers who invented it. They made up the traffic, and they gave it to Hannigan, and Hannigan went to Brennan. Well, yeah. This is exactly how the British operate. This is how they tried to outflank Reagan. They knew that Reagan was listening to LaRouche on the Strategic Defense Initiative and also on how to organize against the anti-nuclear movement at the time.
Right.
And so what did they do? They had the British go to the FBI, to William Webster, the FBI director, and Kissinger, and demand an investigation into LaRouche's connections in the Soviet Union. Now, I'll tell you about LaRouche's connections in the Soviet Union. The only connection he had was the one that Reagan gave him. Reagan authorized him through Judge Clark, who was the national security advisor to Reagan. They authorized LaRouche to talk to Russian generals and Russian officials about joint deployment of the Strategic Defense Initiative. And the British didn't want that, because the British did not want Reagan to achieve a peace agreement with the Soviets. They didn't want that. They wanted war, just as they do today.
Well, the British were behind, actually, the Bolsheviks and the Russian Revolution. It was the British agents that did it, wasn't it?
Well, the British have always opposed Russia, because they fear that Russia, as a Eurasian landmass, had a plan, which goes back to Peter the Great and then Catherine the Great, of going through the Khyber Pass in Afghanistan and turning the Indian Ocean into a Russian warm water port. Now, Peter the Great said he was going to do that, but how he was going to do that, no one knows.
Right.
But the British took it seriously. And so they launched in the early 1800s what was called the Great Game, which was to fight with the Russians in Afghanistan, in Persia, in the Caucasus generally, to keep the Russians from moving south. Now, also, most Americans don't know this, but Catherine the Great, the Tsarina at the time of the American Revolution, was one of the instigators in forming something called the League of Armed Neutrality, which was a pro-American Revolution group, which included the Tsarina, it included networks in France, and it included King Gustavus in Sweden.
They even blockaded the British Navy from attacking America, didn't they? It wasn't for the Russians.
Well,
America would have fallen to the British, wouldn't they?
So the British have always had a thing about Russia.
Right.
Whether it was czarist, communist, or Putinist.
It doesn't matter, does it?
The reason is that the British strategic doctrine, the geopolitical doctrine of the British, is that you can never allow an alliance between Western Europe and Eurasia, because of this theory of Mackinder, that the heartland, whoever controls the heartland, which is basically Germany to the Ural Mountains, will control the world island, which is Europe, Asia, and Africa. And who controls the world island will control the world. And therefore, the primary concern for the British was to prevent a German-Russian alliance. Now look at the 20th century. What was the big war twice? Germany versus Russia.
Right.
Go back a century earlier, what was it? Napoleon was convinced to march into Russia. So the British have always pushed this anti-Russian line, and their fear has always been that there's a commonality of interest between Russia and the United States. And that's why the Russiagate was launched against Trump and Putin.
Right. And so, in fact, the release of the FISA documents and the Bruce Ohr testimony blows us apart. Now, if he does the third thing, which LaRouche recommended, releasing these British documents, it's going to end it, isn't it?
Well, Trump doesn't like the special relationship, the so-called special relationship. He did not bow down to the Queen. He did not stand behind her the way he was told he should.
Right.
Because Trump is an American. Trump doesn't think we're supposed to.
Well, I don't think we should honor this royal garbage. I mean, the royalty principle itself is obscene. And in fact, what people don't understand is the United Nations is a new proxy of the British Empire, just like the British Empire of Jersey and Guernsey and Grand Cayman Islands, with trillions of dollars of illegal money and trust funds that regulate the world economy and the bubble economy. The British are still ruling the waves, but the waves are not water anymore. It's waves of money and geopolitical manipulation, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're losing that power, because the dollar is still the strongest currency. But right. Other countries are aware that the dollar is susceptible because of the idiocy of the neoconservatives and the neoliberals. And there's a motion, there's a lot of motion toward using regional currency blocks besides the dollar, especially in oil and energy-related areas, but right. also a new role for gold. China, India, Japan, Russia, they're buying gold like crazy.
Well, they back the Chinese currency. The yuan is backed now by gold. It's yeah. also backed by oil. So people don't realize that it's backed by oil and gold, and they've outlawed the so-called cryptocurrencies in China. People don't understand that cryptocurrencies are a move by even the Fed Reserve to actually kryptonize the U.S. dollar, and I think that's dangerous, don't you?
Well, yeah, and not only that, but the Chinese have a Glass-Steagall system so that you can't have the commercial banks engaging in speculation.
And this that's is our biggest problem. We have a bubble, and somebody's running around with a hat pin to blow up the world economy. And the British and the Americans that are against Trump are running with a hat pin, aren't they?
Well, and Roger Stone said that he was told by Larry Kudlow that Glass-Steagall is coming. Remember, Trump made that part of his 2016 campaign.
So he's listening to you guys, man.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Harley, America has to stay involved in this. So, the next 20 years, if America doesn't, Russia, China, and other countries like India are going to build up a system of trans-oceanic and trans-continental communications and travel across Africa and South America, which are basically lagging in their economies. And if America needs to stay involved with this whole process, we do need to have protection of intellectual property with China, and we need to work out level playing fields with Europe, Canada, and elsewhere, so there's basically no tariffs. There's actually true competition. But that can be done, and it can also be done when you get rid of, we have Glass-Steagall and get rid of the bubble economy. I can see why, you know, in China, in a sense, they have a Glass-Steagall type system that doesn't allow speculation by bankers to take people's deposits and speculate. And the speculative economy is going to blow up the world economy, isn't it? It's dangerous.
The key thing about Glass-Steagall, and this is something that I think Trump does understand, is that from 1933 to the 1980s, we had no significant banking crisis in the United States because the real estate markets were largely dominated by savings and loans banks, the SNLs that had a special, it was called Regulation Q, which gave them the authority to handle mortgages. Commercial banks could not get involved in mortgages. Commercial banks were largely involved in local communities and investments. Both SNLs and commercial banks helped people with savings accounts. And then if you wanted to speculate, you'd go to an investment bank. But very few people in around the country did that. Now, the people who ran the investment banks said, why can't we get a piece of the action that the commercial banks get and that the SNLs get? Why can't we get into mortgages? Why can't we take over pension funds? And so they started chipping away at Glass-Steagall. And it started, the first one was a Jimmy Carter deregulation bill in 1980. It was followed by one that George Bush pushed on Reagan which was the deregulation bill in 82, which led to the crisis in the savings and loans.
Right.
Because it repealed the protection that Regulation Q gave the savings and loans. And then they got the Citibank and J.P. Morgan hired Greenspan in 83 to launch a campaign to just completely repeal Glass-Steagall. And Greenspan became Federal Reserve Chair in 1987 and put his weight behind that. Now, meanwhile, people like Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, the so-called Clinton Brain Trust, were working with people like Phil Gramm, who was a hardcore deregulationist. And in 1999, Gramm Leach Bliley, which is named after three Republicans, was the bill that repealed Glass-Steagall, but it was signed by Clinton. And I was told there are two aspects of that. One is Rubin and Summers were pushing it like crazy. Rubin, of course, went to Citibank after he left the administration. But Clinton, as you remember, what was Clinton doing in 1999? He was defending himself from the Monica Lewinsky affair. He wasn't
right.
paying any attention to what was happening with the banking system. And so he went along with it. And this was a catastrophe because this is how the when the dot-com bubble popped in 2000, they came up with a new idea. Let's make the real estate markets through securitization, through mortgage-backed securities, so
right.
that investment banks could take pieces of every single mortgage written and turn them into speculative financial
instruments. And well, they speculated up the value of these mortgages, too, when they shouldn't have been as valuable because they were given to people that couldn't afford to pay them back.
Well, and what happened is the housing prices took off. And so if you were living in a home in 1999 that was valued at $80,000, all of a sudden someone would come to you and say, do you realize your house could sell for $250,000? Why don't you refinance your house, get the $250,000 from the bank, and then you can use that money to buy stocks and other things. And people, instead of thinking of the home as a lifetime savings project, started
right.
thinking of it as a speculative instrument. And that's why 10 million Americans lost their homes when the housing bubble popped.
Yeah, because when the housing bubble popped, so did their finances. And so
yeah.
they lost everything, their home and their investments, right?
Well, and the other thing is, and people in California know this very well, that you had adjustable rate mortgages. So you borrowed a new $250,000 tranche against your $80,000 house and didn't have to pay interest for the first 3 years. So that seemed like a great deal. Then all of a sudden, interest rates started going up and the amount of interest each month became more than you were paying by far previously, and people couldn't afford it. So you had the speculative banks, the investment banks, the so-called universal banks, took over and drove this, and commercial banks, the big commercial banks like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, jumped in head over heels. And it blew out 10 years ago, September 2008. And when it blew out, instead of ending that speculative system, they backed it up with free money from the Federal Reserve. And so Trump knows
yeah, so
this.
So there's a 40% increase in the size of these giant overfat banks, and there was a 40% drop in small mom-and-pop banks, too. So both things, bad things happened, didn't they?
Well, credit unions were basically taken over. Pension funds were taken over and looted. You know, a pension fund, many of these corporations, including the blue-chip corporations, their pension funds were fully protected. They were in under the old agreements, the pre-1999 agreements. Pension funds were limited as to how much they could put into real estate, how much they could put into the stock market.
Or speculation of any kind.
Yeah, they were in much more stable but low return funds. And all of that changed. And why did it change? So the traders could trade more and make more money on every trade. And so they loaded up pension funds with junk, with high-priced real estate. In Texas, it used to be no pension fund could have more than 5% of its portfolio in real estate. All of a sudden, some of them had 30% of the portfolio in real estate that was making their pension fund look pretty good until the bubble popped. And then all of a sudden the pension fund was bankrupt. So the Chinese were toying with the idea of modernizing and having a securitization system. And Xi Jinping stepped in and stopped it in 2013. And he said, we're not going to open up our banking system to this kind of Western speculation. And this is where people like Lighthizer and Peter Navarro, the ones who are driving the hardcore tariff policy against China, say that the Chinese are wrong, they have to open up their banking system so that we can get some of that money. What are the Chinese doing with that money? They're putting it into the Belt and Road. They're building new cities. They're building,
hospitals in Africa as well as roads and rail. And they're also retraining new engineers in other countries to continue the building process, right?
Yeah. Now, what Trump is saying about China is true, that there are certain problems that still exist, including the Chinese have tariffs on U.S. goods. So,
yeah, and also the intellectual property issue. I mean, those are simple things to fix, though.
That's an issue these days. Those can be easily fixed,
can't they?
Well, the reason it's less of an issue is the Chinese, as you've been pointing out, have developed their own independent physical capabilities in engineering and technology now. Maybe they stole it 10, 15 years ago, got the initial ideas from us, but they have now done patents.
They repatented beyond it that would be allowed to have international patents, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the president is right to say we've got to solve this problem, but he's wrong to think that just slapping punitive tariffs will cause the Chinese to change. And Larry Kudlow said the other day the Chinese economy is being slammed by this. The fact is the Chinese economy is still moving along at a very high rate of speed. What's been cut and lost is some of the speculative gains. And the Chinese stock market has been devalued deliberately because they don't want money to go into the stock market because it goes to the traders and the speculators. They want people to put investments in physical production.
Yeah, like the initial Hamilton.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Resolution of this, if let's say we have a red wave and Trump wins the midterm, he doesn't lose the House and Senate, he moves forward by declassifying these documents, the British documents, he'll shut down Rosenstein and he'll be out of there and they'll stop speculating about him wearing a wire and all this foolishness. You'll see a trade deal with China rather than the amping up of these tariffs, which I agree, putting tariffs up and having tariffs against American, say, agricultural products hurts our economy. When we really need to collaborate, for example, one of the things we should be doing is collaborating on high-speed rail. We should be setting up work visas for Chinese engineers to come here and help build our high-speed rail. We should actually be collaborating and trying to stabilize the Earth's climate based on space-based technology to use this to stabilize the things that are happening to the planet itself that are beyond man's control, but we need to intervene so we don't have extreme drought and extreme rainfalls like in the Carolinas. And drought across Europe, which apparently is pretty bad. I don't know what it's like in Germany, but reports
in
Ireland.
It's very bad.
I heard it's the worst thing you've ever had in Europe. I mean, these are kind of like if you want to call it apocalyptic type of events that
well,
are basically...
It varies by region. For example, the southwestern part of Germany, Bavaria, has had rain, but Berlin, where I live, this summer we had 2 days of rain, and it wasn't even a full day. It was an hour here and an hour there. Today we have a heavy rain, and we had a sprinkle for a half hour. So now this part of Germany has a lot of water, groundwater and lakes, and so it's not quite like Southern California. But you can see that instead of starting to plan on how do you increase the availability of water for especially urbanized areas, they're just blaming global warming and blaming it on man, and they're saying if we stop producing engines that run on forms of fossil fuels, that will solve the problem, which is a complete hoax. That's not going to solve the problem. So Merkel is playing this game, which I don't think she realizes the implication of it. If you shut down the German automotive industry, you destroy the German economy. And if you try to turn the German automotive industry into producing electric cars, especially with the problems they're still having with developing the electric car, the Germans aren't going to go along with it. Merkel's going to be out. That's actually getting people more enraged than the refugee crisis. You know, Germans love their cars.
Oh, yeah.
Love them because you can drive as fast as you want. And now the Greens are saying that fast driving is killing off the forests, which is just not true. Germany
In fact, if you don't create generate pollution, you've got a catalytic cracker. It generates carbon dioxide, which actually is a fuel for plants to create oxygen.
Of course. But if you think carbon dioxide is a poison, then among the other things you should outlaw then is human beings, because we produce carbon dioxide.
Well, the problem is that the oxygen concentration has dropped from 21 to 19% at sea level around the world, particularly because of the killing of the forest, but also destroying the benthic layer of the oceans with pollution, which we should stop from industry. But the fact is that driving fast cars doesn't kill people as long as you make sure they're not producing pollutants in the environment that are damaging to the ozone layer or damaging to crops. The fact is, when you kill plants or don't plant them, or cut down trees, or you allow the destruction of the ozone layer, by having post-geriatric nuclear reactors running and not fixing Fukushima, you end up with a decrease in the amount of the carbon to oxygen cycle because you destroy plants with high energy, ultraviolet light, and cosmic rays and X-rays. So, it's a closed loop system. People should understand that, but they don't, do they?
Well, there's a lot of things people don't understand, but I think. Look, what we were talking about before the break in terms of the potential for the Trump administration to take this new diplomatic approach, which he's been prevented from doing fully because of Russiagate. But if he works with Putin, we just saw Putin pull off a really typical clever flanking maneuver when the British were saying the Syrians are about to use chemical weapons in Idlib province. And they were even producing these fake videos. The White Helmets and others were producing fake videos. So what did Putin do? He worked out with Erdogan and Assad that there'll be no Syrian assault yet. Instead, that they'll set up a safe zone to allow those so-called moderate rebels who want to get out of there to escape, but also to create a safe zone for civilians. And so instead of going in and fighting and killing civilians who are being held hostage by the terrorists, they're not doing that. So what happens now if these fake videos get produced and there's no Syrian troops in the area? So Putin just pulled off another very clever flanking action, which then the Russians and the U.S. are coordinating with the attack the U.S.-backed forces are doing far eastern part of Syria. So you have coordinated action. The North Korea-South Korea talks that just took place, these were extraordinary. President Moon of South Korea went to Pyongyang. They had crowds greeting him. They drove down the street in the open convertible automobiles, waving the crowds who had Korean unification flags. Now, the New York Times said, oh, but the South and North Koreans are coming up with deals that are undercutting Trump. That's completely untrue. The South Korean president and Pompeo had lengthy discussions before the trip, and we've also had discussions with the North Koreans. This is all worked out as part of a broader diplomatic offensive to get away from the Bush-Obama confrontation.
Yeah, do you think the same thing will happen in Iran with Rouhani?
I think it will. I think that what's potentially, you got to do two things there. One is you got to keep the Israelis from going crazy.
Yeah, because they're like a dog that's on a long chain, and they're, you know, if they see the opportunity to bomb the Bashar reactor, they're going to do it, aren't they?
Well, and they also have no loyalty to the United States or anyone else. Their loyalty is to the British. Their loyalty is to geopolitical confrontation. But if the Israelis are restrained, and Putin is actually doing some work on that, if they could be restrained so that you can get an agreement in Syria and then get an agreement with Ukraine, and the Ukrainians are also crazy, but the Russians are working now with the French and the Germans. Then you have this other very fascinating thing. The Europeans are now clear that the Chinese have an aggressive policy for development of Africa. And this is the best way to stop the African refugee flows into southern Europe. So the Italian government is working with China. The Austrian government is working with China. But what did the EU do? The EU said, we have our own plan. We don't need the Chinese. We have our own plan. So while China has slated $60 billion in development projects over the next 3 years, the EU plan is 1.5 billion euros for essentially concentration camps in northern Africa to keep the refugees leaving Africa. You know what happened?
Wow.
Morocco, Tunisia, and Libya, the three countries that were supposed to do it, said, we don't want your money. We're not setting up concentration camps. So now the Austrian Chancellor, Kurz, called on an EU-Africa development conference, and the EU said no. The Brussels bureaucrats said no. So Kurz said, okay, we'll have one, and we'll invite businessmen, we'll invite whoever wants to come, and we'll invite Africans. And the Africans say, we want to be in on this. And so there are private businessmen from all over Europe who are going to be brought to Austria for this conference at the end of October, I think it is, who are then going to come back and demand that the Europeans stop listening to the European Union. And Bill, really quickly on that, the former foreign minister of Germany, Gabriel, in an interview the other day said, one more big slip-up by the European Union, and it may end the European Union.
I can see that coming, can't you? You can see it coming. Because, to be honestly, these people in Africa are not stupid. I mean, if it wasn't for oases, there wouldn't be a North Africa or a silk trail from Damascus, Syria. My great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan going from Damascus 150 years ago to China. And they needed research for primary water, but these are not stupid people. They assume they're stupid, so they're going to be put in concentration camps. Forget it, okay? The people of North Africa, no matter what their religious or other background, are not idiots. And to treat them as subhuman or not really understanding it is just it's an obscenity, isn't it?
Well, and to attack the Italians for saying they're going to solve the refugee crisis not by bringing people into Italy but by developing Africa, that's just stupid. The Italians have the right approach, and the Africans
support it. They do, exactly. And the Africans will support it because they want to have their own water supply, power, industry, infrastructure, etc. They want to have their own economy. And, of course, Obama tells them, don't industrialize, you'll turn the Earth into Venus. Isn't that crazy?
He says, you have to remain a poor peasant for 30 generations to come.
Yeah. Craziness. That's Nick Hurley, amazing show.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.